USA News. I'm Julio Flores. After a month-long trial and 9 days of deliberations, Los Angeles jurors on Monday found Harvey Weinstein guilty of the rape and sexual assault of just one of the four accusers he was charged with abusing. But the three guilty counts involving an Italian actor and model known as the trialist Jane Doe, number one, still struck a major blow against a disgraced movie mogul and provided another Me Too movement of reckoning 5 years after he became a magnet for the movement. Weinstein, 70, who is 2 years into his 23-year sentence for the rape and sexual assault conviction in New York that is under appeal, could get up to 24 years in prison in California when he's sentenced. He was found guilty of rape, forced oral copulation, and another sexual misconduct count involving the woman who said he appeared uninvited at her hotel room door during a Los Angeles film festival in 2013. Cases can move forward against Alex Jones regarding the nearly $1.5 billion he's ordered to pay families of Sandy Hook victims over his conspiracy theories about the 2012 school massacre. A federal bankruptcy judge ruled Monday, but the families can't yet pursue collection efforts against the InfoWars hosts. Judge Christopher Lopez approved an order that attorneys for Jones, his media company, and the Sandy Hook families had all agreed to. The order lifts a stay that automatically halted the case when Jones filed for bankruptcy. Jones filed for Chapter 11 personal bankruptcy protection earlier this month in Texas, citing $1 billion to $10 billion in liabilities and $1 million to $10 million in assets. The American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico and others are suing the city of Albuquerque to stop officials in the state's largest city from destroying homeless encampments and jailing and fining people who are living on the street. The lawsuit filed Monday accuses the city of violating the civil rights of what advocates describe as Albuquerque's most vulnerable population. The complaint blames the city's own policies for causing a housing shortage, along with escalating home prices that have put ownership out of reach and have resulted in more pressure on the rental market. This is USA.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
As flu season surges in the U.S., a purchase limit on children's pain and fever medication is being brought down at some major retailers across the country. Walgreens is limiting purchases online of 6 per online order for all over the county of pediatric fever reducers, while recommending customers buying in-store check the website for inventory at certain locations. CVS is limiting purchases to a 2-product limit on all children's pain relief products. There is currently no widespread national shortage, which may mean supplies vary depending on location. Experts are blaming the early widespread arrival of flu cases in the U.S., along with other respiratory illnesses, for the increased demand for over-the-counter medication. The Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee is expected to vote today on whether to publicly release years of Donald Trump's tax returns, which the former president has long tried to shield. Committee Chairman Richard Neal has kept a close hold on the panel's actions, including whether the panel will meet in a public or private session, and if lawmakers move forward with plans to release the returns, it's unclear how quickly that would happen. A suspected serial burglar was caught Monday while attempting to poach presents from actor Robert De Niro's Manhattan home. Officers have been tracking the thief amid a string of recent robberies and saw her bust into The Godfather and Goodfellas star's town home around 2:45 a.m. Monday. Inside, they found a 30-year-old woman in the living room attempting to remove property and arrested her. Police have not publicly identified her by name. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.